Well, the Snowden team have three runners in this year's Golden Slipper, including Cosmic Force. This time last week, it was a 50-1 shot. Now it's been backed into $4.40, a firm favourite for the Slipper. Paul Snowden joins me. How are you, Paul?
Thanks. How are you?
Very well. Did you envisage a week ago that you'd have Cosmic Force as a $4.40 favourite for the Slipper?
We envisaged a victory on the day. We weren't thinking he was going to win by as far as what he did, but, you know, he's obviously proven it in the going. It's pouring down here at Randwick at the moment, so I'm not sure what Rose Hill's getting, but it's just like set in for a little while.
Really?
So it's... yeah, it's definitely going to be whatever it does improve to on Saturday, the track rating. But you're going to be looking for horses that can handle sort of wet conditions on the day.
He was simply stunning last week. He absolutely loves the wet, as you say. But you know what it takes to win a Slipper, and the most important thing is to have a horse that is continuing to improve, and that looks to be exactly what he's doing. I suppose backing up 7 days later after a win like that on a heavy track, has that been any concern, or has he bounced and improved out of that win once more?
No, look, it hasn't. He's quite a tough customer, and if anything, it's going to play into his hands. He looks better than what he did last week. He's just that much, a little bit more relaxed himself, and he'll turn up there and he'll run extremely well on Saturday.
Was it always the plan to go through the Pogo Pogo? Because I think there's only been three winners from 31 attempts to back up and win a Slipper.
Pretty much so. That's the type of horse he is. Like I say, if we happen to win, which we did, and the backup certainly not going to didn't worry us at all. So more about the horse and how he's going to handle things, obviously, and to turn up on the day in the best possible shape he can, and hopefully, you know, come Saturday afternoon, we can say that we got it right.
Barrier 2 on paper looks very, very nice. Are you happy with that, considering we may well have a pretty wet track?
Better than 19. So you've got to say yes. Look, he's a horse that can settle up on speed. So even the first four or five, conditions will enhance his chances and take him a long way from winning there on Saturday, hopefully.
So you had two pretty impressive winners previously, two other colts in Seapoint Capitalist who were the dominant two-year-olds of their generation. What's your confidence levels like with this fella heading into a Slipper compared to those two?
Well, that's the thing. They were dominant throughout the two-year-old year, both of them. So she's a little bit different. There's a mixture of form coming from everywhere. We've got some Melbourne visitors, and obviously there hasn't been a dominant horse that sort of continued on throughout his whole preparation. I know we lost the sort this preparation, but he probably looked at benchmark horse and we didn't get to quite see how good he'd come back. But, right, it's an even sort of field, even a lot of two-year-olds. And okay, luck and running is going to play a major role, and obviously the conditions on the day, if you can cancel out those two things, it's going to, you know, take you a long way to winning the race.
Well, what about your fillies in the race? Could they cause an upset? You've got Anaheed, who on debut revelled in a heavy track to win the victory vein easily. She wasn't disgraced in the Riesling behind Tenley last start. And you've got Catch Me, who was probably touted as your best two-year-old heading into the Blue Diamond, but the wheels fell off and she came back with a nice trial win. So how do you see their chances?
Yeah, Anaheed, she excels in where going. So, look, we're blessed this year to have two good chances in a track that's definitely going to be rain affected to some degree, you know, in that either just heavy range or maybe a touch better. But so we're very lucky in that aspect of things. She seems to handle and like those conditions. And obviously Catch Me, you're right, things didn't go the way we wanted to. But we used that trial last Thursday. Just we need to know where we sit with her. And they didn't go hard. She was keen back in behind a slow tempo, but the last 600 of the trial was certainly very pleasing and through the line, so she had to do that. This is just a warrant there in that racing centre.
Is there a clear margin in your mind, Cosmic Force, your number one seed?
Going on the margin on Saturday, you'd probably have to think so, but what it does do to Anaheed, it doesn't answer chances, and it wouldn't worry me who wins, but as long as I can win. But look, it's certainly blessed to have, you know, three nice chances. They're good horses coming right at the right time, and that's what you need.
You've also got the stable star, Red Zell. You've decided to stay in Sydney in the Galaxy. A wet track 59.5 kilos is going to make it tough. I think in the last 30 years there's only been one winner of the Galaxy carrying more than 58.
Yeah, he's used to carrying weight, and he carries it through heavy traps, so not too concerned about that. They'll probably, what the thing is with heavy, if they're going to be heavy on Saturday, they probably don't go as hard as what they do when it's a good fall. So everyone sort of holds up, sits up a tad, where that sort of path plays into our hands to a degree. So don't worry about the weight. He carries this every single start. He goes round and he performs on a heavy 10 just as he does on a good 3.
Is Dothraki a knockout chance of the William Reid on Friday night?
Well, he gives himself a chance. He's racing career best performer. Don't see why not. He's drawn a nice soft gate. Going to give him every hope. So I know the filly is awfully hard to beat. Mm. And she will do so. But, you know, if he can run a hole behind a good quality field that lines up there tomorrow night, he's found his mark and he seems to can race consistently at the moment.
Cheerleader looks hard to beat tomorrow night as well. Who's your best of the weekend, do you think, Paul? I know who you want it to be.
I've got a good chance. We've seen some luck. We haven't been having it all our own way at the moment. Things have just been panning out throughout the run. So I think with the gun's loaded, we just need to get the execution right, and we should have a good weekend.
Good luck, mate.
Cheers.